All right, everybody, it's the new year. Happy New Year. Happy 2018. This is episode 12, kicking off the year. Lots to talk about. Let's get going. All right, everybody, welcome to 2018. I am your host, Ryan Van Praet, your friendly neighborhood kinesiologist, your coach, Rambling Ryan, as my wife calls me, although I think I'm getting better, but let me know for sure. So welcome to 2018. This is going to be an epic year. It is my mission personally to make it an epic year for myself, but also to help you make it one of your best years ever. As we discussed in one of the last podcasts, I like to really set out mottos for each year. And most years I stick to it. Some years I don't really remember what my motto is halfway through the year, but some years really resonate. This year, I've really decided what my personal motto is going to be, and I'm really going to, I guess I'm going to adopt it for the CCB Health and Fitness program and really hope that you guys embrace it as well. So 2018 is going to be the year to aim big. So you're going to see that hashtag everywhere. You're going to hear me talk about it often. Aim big. So, you know, I really am a big believer that life does not just happen to you. You have to go out and get it. You know, I don't like when people say, oh, well, that's easy for you to say, and you're lucky and this and that and the other. Yeah, sometimes luck has a little bit to do with it, but oftentimes it's how much effort and desire and dedication you put into something. You're not always going to have super favorable results, but I'm a big believer that effort really, really expresses results. And really, that's how you have all these awesome life experiences. So personally, in 2018, I'm going to aim big by really, you know, aiming for some really big personal goals. So I'll just ramble them off quickly, but we don't have to get into it too much detail. But really, in 2018, I'm going to aim for a Boston qualification time. So a BQ is what they call it in the marathon. So I am not even close to the fastest blind marathoner, even in Ontario, let alone North America or the world. I'm sort of a middle of the pack runner, but I've never gone to the Boston Marathon, and you know, I really appreciate the history of that event, and I would love to be part of it at least once. So you can't just sign up. You absolutely have to earn your way in. And I've got a lot of running friends in this area that have gone. And that's going to be my goal for 2018, is to run a marathon and set a Boston qualifying time. So then hopefully in 2019, I'll be able to go to that event. So that's first up. That'll be Mississauga in early May. I plan on doing that one. Then the next goal will be to set an unofficial, because there's no real official record of it, but an unofficial record for the fastest blind Ironman time out there. As you guys know, I'm a triathlete and an Ironman athlete, and I love that long distance. And there's kind of this, again, unofficial competition between blind Ironman athletes out there to see who can do the distance the quickest. And right now, I think I sit in about fifth place in the world. Just the times don't necessarily mean much to you, but the fastest blind Ironman is 10 hours and 42 minutes. My Ironman personal best time is 11 hours and 8 minutes. And there's five of us within that window. And really, that sounds like a lot. You know, you're looking at 24, 25 minutes. But really, that's not a lot of time in a race that long. So myself and my guide Sid will be aiming for that. So, you know, if we get it, awesome. If we don't, whatever, we're going to go after it, and that's our goal. Then my final goal, which will require a little bit of luck, is to get back to the Ironman World Championships, which is the Hawaii Ironman, which is what everybody knows of when you talk about Ironman. I was fortunate enough to be there in 2008, so this marks the 10th year. And we'll get into it maybe another time, but it was a pretty epic day. It was the last race I ever did as a solo athlete due to my vision deteriorating. It just wasn't safe. So that was my last time ever racing solo, and it was epically well, I'm not going to use the word failure, but it was epically bad. I didn't go out, you know, in a blaze of glory. Well, actually, maybe I did. I didn't go out, you know, like a Super Bowl champion or, you know, hosting the trophy high. I went out on a stretcher into the med tent with two bags of IV. So my storybook ending, I guess, for my solo triathlon career, which had lasted 10 years, it just wasn't storybook. It was pretty bad, but ultimately it led me to realize that, you know, there is no such thing as failure. And that's what we talked about a couple podcasts ago is I didn't fail. I tried and it just didn't work. And I've had lots of successes around that. So I really want to mark that 10-year anniversary and try to get back to Hawaii. And I want to bring my guide Sid as kind of a thank you for the 10 years of help he's given me, because I certainly would not, be within this sport most likely if it wasn't for him, because he was there right at the beginning when I needed that help. Ultimately, Hawaii is going to take some luck, because as of this point, there is no way for a blind athlete to qualify to go to the Hawaii Ironman. Just like Boston in the marathon, you need to qualify. You need to also qualify to get into the Ironman World Championships. And pretty much every other person, even wheelchair athletes, have an outlet to do that. So part of my sort of side mission in 2018 is to really gently and politely poke at the Ironman Corporation and say, hey, come on, guys. There's no reason why blind athletes shouldn't be allowed to get in. As it stands right now, the only way to get into the Hawaii Ironman for a blind athlete is through either a special invite, which is kind of what I got in 2018, thankfully, or through a lottery system, which, you know, only offers up 5 spots to, you know, all disability classes. So it's pretty limited lottery. So that's going to be my goal for 2018. So I'm aiming big. How these successes will pan out, we will see. But I think ultimately, as long as I'm trying, then it is a successful year. And the key to there is trying to stay injury free. So I won't probably drag on too much about that journey unless, you know, I get feedback that people want to hear that. But again, I don't want to make a ton about me. The only reason I tell you this is I want to share sort of my path to see or to show you that there's a process, right? And that, you know, there's not a lot of luck behind it. It's how I prepare. And when you prepare for something, you get the results. And I want to draw that parallel to show you that if you start now and you aim big and you set that goal and you follow a process to prepare, you're going to have a great year, right? So if you want to hear more about my journey on these podcasts, let me know. Otherwise, you can also follow along on my personal Facebook page. I'm going to try to document some of that as well. So feel free to try to hunt me down on Facebook and I can help you out there as well. So that's personally my goals for 2018, to aim big. And I really am encouraging everybody this year to set a big goal, step outside your comfort zone. Don't sit back. Don't wait for life to be handed to you, and don't wait for great experiences just to happen to you. You got to go out and chase them. There's a little bit of risk to that sometimes, but ultimately, you know, it's the journey that really is exciting. So even in my races, if they don't turn out the way I want, it's not a wasted attempt by going after it, because you learn so much about yourself along the way. You make new friends, you have experiences even through training and preparation. So, excuse me, there is never a wasted moment, right? I think the only failure, as I've described before, is just not trying at all and sitting there and just waiting for life to happen. So go out there and aim big. I'm here to help you. You need to reach out to me and we can work together to help you with those goals. But don't be afraid. So that's key number one. So what I'm going to do is set up some challenges throughout the year. And the first challenge is going to come up in February. And these are going to be things to give you sort of those short-term goals. If you have your own goals, awesome. But in the meantime, I'm going to help sort of set some goals and some challenges for you guys. So the very first announcement for the very first epic challenge of 2018 is the cross country challenge. So in February, it's White Cane Week, and that's early February. And I'll be up in Ottawa actually participating in the blind curling national championships. I'll be representing Team Ontario. So I can't really, and I don't really want to do a 1 week only challenge. So February is going to be a month long challenge. And this is going to involve every blind and visually impaired person out there, as well as all of your sighted family and friends, anybody affiliated with you that you can bring into this challenge. We are going to go across the country. So here is the challenge. Approximately from east to west or west to east, roughly Canada is 6,500 kilometers wide. You know, I've done some Google search and you can go on the diagonal and it could be like 9,000 kilometers, etc. But roughly, it's about 6,500 kilometers. And that's a long ways to go for any individual. But as a team, as a collective, as a group, setting a goal, we can do this. So how this is going to work is while you are setting your fitness goals and getting in shape and being active, we're going to count that towards our tally to cross the country. And I'm going to keep you posted as we do this. So what I want you to do is either if you're biking or walking or running or using your rowing machine or your elliptical, we're going to count that towards our tally of kilometers. So obviously, if you're on a stationary bike or a treadmill or a rowing machine or an elliptical machine that counts distance, we're going to take that apples to apples. So if it says you've biked or walked or ran, you know, 1 kilometer, that is 1 kilometer that you've done. Okay. And you're going to keep track of that every day, every time you've done that. And at the end of the week, you're going to submit that just in a maybe quick email to me and let me know what your weekly total is. And I'm going to keep this tally in a spreadsheet and I'm going to let you guys know how our progression is. However, if you're on a machine that doesn't tally the distance, we're going to make it really simple. 10 minutes of cardio is going to equal 5 kilometers. Okay. That's really basic, really general. Everybody goes at different speeds, etc. But we have to make it easy. Again, we want this to be a fun challenge. So if you do not have a machine that tallies distance or any way to actually track distance, 10 minutes of continuous cardio, be it walking, running, on a bike, on an elliptical, on a rowing machine, swimming, that will count as 5 kilometers. So you can do that in terms of your tally. Okay. So it's really pretty simple. We're going to start out as a group, and as a group, we're going to aim to cover 6,500 kilometers in February. And I have to look at the calendar if February is 29 days, 28 days this year. But it's a short month, so we're going to have to push ourselves. But I really encourage you to take part in this. Again, as a group, we can do it, and invite all your family and friends, all your sighted guides to do it as well. And they can simply submit by email to me and we're going to get it done. Okay. So if you have any questions regarding that, let me know. And the email again is ccb.healthandfitness@gmail.com. So that is episode 12, fairly short and sweet for the year. Really, let's aim big. Okay. I'm going to keep pushing and pushing and poking and poking and really getting you to think big, aim big, set some goals, get outside your comfort zone, and really have one of the best years that maybe you've ever had. Okay. Blindness is not a barrier to this. Don't set your goals based on blindness, based on what you think you can or cannot do as a blind person. Set your goals of what you want to do as Joe Smith or Judy Smith. Set those goals. Yep, blindness might be a bit of a barrier or a bit of a hindrance, but we can help work around that. Don't limit your goals. Don't make your goals based upon your vision impairment. That's extremely limiting, and I think that holds a lot of people back. Set your goals, aim big. If you need help, you know where to find me, and we're gonna rock this year. All right, everybody. So I'm gonna sign off for now. You're probably wondering why I sound a bit weird, but I'm battling a bit of a head cold, but that's okay. So have an awesome week. Let me know what your goals are and if you need any help. Also, remember that we've got our coaching calls that are available to you. So if you want to discuss your 2018 goals and you want to just have a private conversation with me, certainly we can have these coaching calls. I've got lots of room on my schedule and I would love to hear from everybody. And also send me any feedback regarding this podcast. So everybody, I'm going to work. Okay, last ramble of the year. Ramble, ramble. I hope. Again, like I said, I don't believe in resolutions. I believe in goals. So my goal for 2018 is to ramble less. I guess the reason I tend to ramble is I really want to make sure people get the points I'm trying to put across and really understand the information I'm putting forward. But I'm going to back off that a little bit, and I'm going to try to be a lot more succinct in how I deliver. Okay. And I'm going to basically put some of that responsibility on you. If you don't understand what my point is, I need you to reach out to me. Okay. I'm going to resolve, or I'm going to set the goal to stop trying to explain things a million times over. That's kind of a personal flaw of mine, because I desperately want to make sure everybody is clear on what's being put out there. So I'm going to really work this year to be a lot clearer, to only maybe put that point out there once. And if it's not clear, then I'm going to put that responsibility on you guys to email me and let me know, if I've made no sense at all. But we're going to stop the rambling. This is the last of the rambling. Mark my words, and you can call me on it. I encourage you to call me on it. Okay. All right. Awesome. So happy 2018. Let's aim big this year. I am ready to go. Let's go.